Okay, Valentine Reed. Valentine Reed. Mike, you want to do it? No, not to, yeah. Not feeling it? All right, need something to ease into it.
Yeah.
I hear you. Richie?
Amar Abaye.
Two dots. Amar Abaye. Again, this is the sugya of Mekadesh B'malve.
A Mekadesh B'malve ain't a Mekudeshes. That if you're Mekadesh a woman with a loan, it's not a good Kiddushin.
Not Mekudeshes, right? Nothing. You didn't do anything.
But not Smalve Mekudeshes. But if you use the Hana of the Malve, then good. It is a good Kiddushin.
Good.
But also Lassos came and they have Ramas Rivas. But the only reason you can't do this because of Haramas Rivas.
Right. Now, it would work. Mitzvah Kiddushin would work, but you'd be in violation of another separate halacha of Haramas Rivas. By the way, I saw an interesting question. I mean, Pesach was asking this last week. Why should it work? If you're in violation of halacha, then it shouldn't be good. So sometimes we do say that, right? We do say it. Sometimes if you try to effectuate something, it's not chal, where there's another isser involved. Mitzvah Baba Avera generally doesn't work, right? Take a little that's not mine and pick it up. Not Yotze Mitzvah. It's Mitzvah Baba Avera. Eat matzah that's not mine. I'm not Yotze Mitzvah. It's Mitzvah Baba Avera. Shofar, okay, is an exception because there's no Maisa Gezel on a coal. Can't steal a coal. But why over here don't we say the same thing? Right, why don't we say that since the act that I'm doing involves an Isser of Haramas Rivas, therefore it's not Chal. It shouldn't be even Chal's Kiddushin.
Well, in the
just throwing that out there just as a question.
In the case of not Haramas Rivas, in the case of Rivas, do we say that? We say
you mean if it's real Rivas.
Real, we say that's not good at all.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Let's say it's just the regular ribbis. See, what do we say about that? It's a good question. What do we say for just outright ribbis?
No, the case of the fifth coin, right? You lend the four coins and...
Well, that would be... The Gemara is not getting into the question as to whether or not that's the Kiddushin is better or worse in that case. The Gemara just wants to know what's the case of Haramas ribbis. Because that case, the Gemara says, would be outright ribbis.
Which case, it seems to be implying that it's no good...
I mean, because that would be a violation of the Torah. You know? So that would be, since it would be an instrument of Torah, I'm not sure about that. I'm just throwing that question out to consider. We're not taking it up today, but maybe okay. Something to think about for tomorrow. That, in fact, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there are cases where a person tries to mekadesh a woman with things that are aser. Right? So a guy, it's on Pesach, a guy tries to mekadesh with chametz or some other type of isra. No. That's not a good kiddushin. Kiddushin is not going to be good. So why is this case of ribbis maybe distinguishable? I'm just throwing that out that maybe it's something that you picked up on, maybe it's not, but...
Why is it
interest?
Why is it considered?
Oh, so it's not ribbis per se, it's what the Gemara calls haramas ribbis. So let's see, the Gemara's going to speak out what the issue is.
Hi, hanas malve. What is this? What's the case of hanas malve? Keiki dami.
So the Gemara wants to know, you tell me Haramas Rivas works, but it's also because of, you tell me that Hanas Malva works, but there's a problem because of Haramas Rivas. What is it? What's the case?
What's the case?
Right, hi Hanas Malva, hey Hidami. How so? How is there a case of Hanas Malva, which is good? Hey Hidami.
Imleima das kafa, the Amar La Arba Lachamisha, Haramas Malaisa. Malaisa, right, if you say that it's Askafa's, is this case? Is there a definition of Askafa? Or is that just...
The Askafa?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what Rashi says what? The Askafa? Me'ikara. Yilema the Askafa, Me'ikara, Arba Chamisha, Vahashta Amala is Kachli, Vizuzi Chamishi, Vizuz Chamishi. Right?
Originally,
I think it means he set it up at the beginning, yeah. So
originally, he went there four coins with the... condition that she returns five coins.
Yeah. So what's the problem with that?
Ribbis Malaisa. This is actual true ribbis. Full blown ribbis.
Right. They say the Askafa originally, like Rashi says. Did it set up originally?
The Ode.
Thank you. Right?
Ribbis Malaisa. The Ode Hainu Malva.
And that's alone.
Yeah,
that's not a nos malva, that's a real haval.
The yod haidu malva is that fifth coin is still part of the loan?
Right, it's two problems. It's real ribbis, not haramas ribbis. And what else? Ro'od hainu malva. And that's a case of, you're back to the original problem of mekash b'malva. So the Gemara said, okay, you're right. Lo.
Lo.
Sricha must be the what?
The arvach la
zimna. The arvach la zimna. So what's the case of hanas malva?
Give it more time.
You extend it along. You extend it along. That's the case that would work. But you shouldn't do it for an outside reason. Right, that's
shouldn't
the,
do it for what?
Because of haramas rivers.
Yeah.
Right.
So how is it good?
Okay, we have to take that question up, but I'm saying it works.
You always put me off.
No, I'm not putting you off.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
It works. The Gemara is saying it works because of, in terms of Kiddushin, in terms of in the world of Kiddushin, it's a good Kiddushin, but in the case of Ribbis, it's a violation of our Ramos Ribbis. It would be good. The Kiddushin would be fine.
Reason.
What's that?
For whatever reason.
Why? It says it's forbidden to do that.
It's forbidden to do it, but not because the Kiddushin wouldn't be chal. Right? It's not forbidden because the Kiddushin wouldn't be chal. Cohen marries a woman, a grusha. Is he allowed to do that? No. If he marries her, is he married? He's married. He is married. Cohen marries a grusha, he's married. He's not allowed to do it, but the Kiddushin are chal. The Kiddushin are tosin.
It's like a bris on the ninth day. It's still chal. They're not going to do over.
Right, that's a little different. There's no iser there. There's still a chiyuv. Here we're saying that there's an iser in the act of kiddushin, but the kiddushin are atos. Right here, there's an iser. Now let's marry the grusha, but the kiddushin are atos. Now he has a separate chiyuv to divorce. We try to impress upon him to divorce her.
Maybe. And if he refuses,
weapon.
Could be bezin, could be kofet, but still, I mean, as man as that, as much you could do, you try to tell the guy what he's doing is wrong. Well, that's why you have all these. Suggestion that the guy's
what happened. Any son he has to divorce her?
The guy's gonna no. So
and
here I don't think
he has
it's
a son from her. The son is not a kohen.
Son be a chala. Son be a chala. Right, be puzzle for kahuna. Not a mamzer because it's not not one of the arayas per se.
It'll be a
yisrael. Yeah, yisrael. It'll be a chala. That's maybe a little bit worse than a yisrael. Right, I'm saying as far as yichus goes. But in one case the iser is inherent in the Kiddushin. The case of the Kohen and the Grusha, the Isser that's there, that's present, is inherent in the Kiddushin. This is a Kiddushin of Isser. It's Chal, right? You try to marry your sister, that's not going to be Chal. You can't, Kiddushin are not tosin on those Isserei Arayas. But if you try to marry a Grusha and you're a Kohen, it will work. Okay, we can distinguish why one is different than the other, but what I'm trying to show over here is that this case is not a case where the soul is inherent in the Kiddushin. It's an external problem. You violate a separate halacha. So they weren't mafkia the Kiddushin because of an external problem. They said you violated that. You didn't miss her. Right? You didn't miss her. You didn't do this in the best possible way. But I'm not going to say your Kiddushin is not toe-face. Well, maybe we'll take it a little bit further. We'll try to explain what the problem with the Ramah service is. But in terms of the pshat, what did the person do? He said to her, "What? How did he have arvach lazimna?" Yeah. What did he do to be marach lazimna?
He gave another week on her own.
Okay, good. What else could he have done? What else could he have done here?
Could have canceled it.
Let's take a look at Rashi. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says that when the Gemara says arvach lozimna, it means, like Richie said, that he extended her loan. How so? Go ahead. You can't skip that word. Unless that's not part of your
no, Rashi. That was after what Rebbe said. Lo tzricha arvach lozimna halvaso.
Good. It's an important point. I'm not making a carbon for no reason. Sometimes Rashi, the Dibra Maskel, really stands separate and apart from the rest of the text. In some cases, Rashi needs to be read together with the Dibra Maskel. This is an example of a Rashi where the text of the Rashi really flows from the Dibra Maskel. How so? Lo tzricha de arvach lo zimna, sorry, de arvach lo zman halva'aso. That first word of Rashi really needs to be read with the Dibra Maskel. Not that it's part of the Dibra Maskel, but that word only makes sense when you read it that way. Lo tzricha de arvach lo zman halva'aso. What Rashi is saying, what does that mean? It means the halva you extended. The zman of the halva. His halva. Okay, good. Now, how do you do that?
Amar la hiskashi b'na zu sh'at hayta
hayit. Hayit.
Sh'at hayit.
Right? If it's ata, it'll be hayita. If it's at, it's hayit.
Sh'at hayit notenet pruta la'adam.
Anyone? What does it mean to be mefaisaini? To appease. It means to appease. To mefais means to appease. Right? You have that, by the way, in Hilchos Tshuva. Hilchos Tshuva, the halacha is that if a person grieves his friend, right? He can't do tshuva for something he did, bein olam l'chavero, unless he's mefaisim first. He can't go to God and say, listen, I feel badly, I did a bad thing, I'm not going to do it again, I know it was wrong, I'm going to be a good person going forward. That only works bein olam l'mokom. But if you sin to your friend, then you want tshuva, you want kapara, so it's true, you have to go through those motions. But first, halacha is, you have to mefais your friend. You have to square away with him. The same motion. You have to appease. That's very nice. You did something terrible to another person, and then you go ahead and you say, listen, God, I really feel badly and I'd like to square away with you. That's all fine and well, but your aggrieved chaver needs to be made whole. And the lashon that's used over there is also mefais. Okay? So you would pay, the man says to the woman.
You would pay a pruta to someone, shebaisani
al-kaf. Sheyifaiseini.
Sheyifaiseini al-kaf.
Meaning what?
That in order to get this...
That's right.
This
you'd be willing to pay someone else to have me extend the loan. Right? You'll pay someone else to prevail upon me to extend your loan. So since that's the case, what do you see?
It's worth a pruta.
You see that as a valuable pruta. Right? If it has a valuable pruta, then what? I gave you something now. I gave you something that to you is worth at least a pruta. That's good. All right, let's stop there for a second. Now go down to Kol Shekein, forgetting about the middle part, because the question of Gersu, are yes goris, not goris, forget about that for now, the Kol Shekein.
Kol Shekein in Mafa la Kol Hamalda, if he got rid of the entire loan.
He wiped out the whole loan. He said, $100 that you owe me, forget about it. Right?
V'yamar la eskashi li b'hanas mechila zu, and the mekadesh to me with hana that you're getting from this annulment of the loan.
Good.
The hashta hu daka yahiv.
Gotta read that together. It's not daka. It's the kayayiv.
The hashta hu the kayayiv. That he gave her something.
It's hashta hu the kayayiv.
Now that he gave her
something. No, it's now that he's giving. Right now he's giving. That's what Rashi's stressing. In other words, it's not something that he gave before, which would be like the problem of the halva. What's the problem of the halva from last week?
It's already given.
Halva lo tzon. No, it's already owned. It's already her money. Do whatever she wants with it. Here, it's not the case. Why? Because you're giving her something right now. Right now, you're giving her something. What are you giving her? You're giving her another. It's worth a puta. Good.
About mikadosh la beikir hamos. But if he was trying to be mikadosh her with the original money,
with the underlying monies,
love. Midi, it doesn't
work. Love midi.
Midi.
It's nothing.
No.
Why not?
Love midi yahidla. He didn't give her anything.
He didn't give her anything.
Var heim bershusa, v'heim shalai. Because they're already in her position, they're hers.
That's right. Okay, good. So Rashi gave me two heichitimsa to the case of the halva, the hana of the halva. What's the first one? That you extend the loan. You tell her, listen, you would be willing to pay ploni, at least a pruta, to have me extend my loan to you. Right? So with that, I don't know, that I'm giving you right now, by extending a loan, then...
I would like to call
it. Oh, okay, so... We'll set him up over here.
Okay.
Okay, just give me 1 second. The other possibility is, no, you wipe out the whole loan. Right? Two possibilities? Yes, no?
Right.
Okay. See, when Rashi says the Kol Shekein, it sounds like this is even better than simply giving me the hana of what? Of the extension. Now I'm giving you a better hana, a different hana, a qualitatively different type of hana. I wiped out the whole thing. If the hana works when you're ma'arich lo, there's mana, you extend the time of the loan, and that benefit can be quantified at least as a pruta, and therefore it's good, and says Rashi, Kol Shekein, if you wipe out the whole loan.
Yes, so that makes sense to Gemara do that. The Gemara always gives the lesser of the Kol Shekein.
Oh, okay, good. So let's see.
Right?
Let's see the Rashi. Well, the Rashi has a different answer to that. Again, that's not our main focus. The main focus that I was hoping to get to is the machlokes between the Rashba and the Raivid. I don't know if anyone got to that.
Yeah,
no, it's fine. You can lower the tone. Can you tell him to call him? Does he know to call him?
It's not
Dr. J,
yeah,
you know?
I just texted him.
Did he text you that he wants to call
him? Yes, sir.
Yeah, he had said earlier.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at the Rashba here. But, you know, before we do, let me just, while you open it, let me just read something here from the, what's the case of Harama Thrimus?
The case of Gemara?
Well, in general, what's... It looks like it, exactly.
So, can you explain why the article defines it as the evasion?
Yeah.
I didn't know that this. You had this before?
Yeah,
no, I was having a revolver on Saturday. What is it? Just
right.
Because it came up
right
here.
So
he put a briefcase in the thing of that this guy gave someone wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean the chinuch? In the Sefer Chinuch?
Yeah.
Oh, he brings down that case?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the case that the Gemara has.
Yeah, it was just very
complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking to Rav Pesach about it. It's very, very complicated. So I'll read you the Torah. This is the way the Torah sets up the case. We'll talk it out. I lent Richie $100. Okay? I lent $100. The Omar, Tainli Mosai, Shani Rotsa Liknos Ban Chitin. So I said, listen, I want my money back because I want to go buy wheat now. I need my money back. Okay? The Omar, Amy Mos. I don't have Mos. He says to me, I don't have Mos. Avot Seve Cheshov Kamashov Nachitin. Go figure out how much the wheat cost that you want to buy. The asim aloi kishar shal achshav. And then you'll charge me whatever they cost now. The yulcha etzli chitim, and then you'll have then I'll have chitim that I owe you. Im yesh lo chitim kineged hadamim shechayav lo muter. If the guy has wheat, right? If Richie has wheat, that's permissible. You don't have to do that.
If he doesn't have money to pay him back, then how's he going to pay for the wheat?
No, you owe me money.
Right, and you want to go buy wheat.
Right.
So I say I can't afford that.
No, you say I don't have money.
I don't have money.
But you have wheat.
Okay.
If right,
you have you're still buying those.
You say go figure out how much. You figure go figure out how much the wheat's going to the market value, right? Figure out the market market value of the wheat, and then I'll pay you back in wheat. So he says like this. Right. Also, if Richie has the value of the wheat, the value of the money in wheat as represented by wheat, that's okay, that's fine. Then love, aser afal pi sheyotza hashar. That would be aser. Now, what's that?
Could be bought in the market.
Why is that? So the Torah goes on right to the vote. Nosimo ata mos al chitim litno lo kohashana kishar. Oh, forget that for a second. It's another case.
Why doesn't he go sell his wheat and give you back your money? Why should you go to the market and have to price your
that's
wheat?
A good question.
You're going to be closing the door to loans, too. You're going to be closing the door to people. People are not going to lend people because the borrower's going to say, well, go there, go run around, collect your money.
Yeah.
Listen to this case. This is the case that the Gemara quotes. I'll be honest, this is a little bit out of my, I'm not really holding in this sugya. It just comes up tangentially, so I'm doing the best I can without really knowing too much about it. But the Torah says weiter, and this is the case that the Shulchan Aruch brings. Different case now. I say to Richard, give me $100. I say to him, lend me $100. He says, I don't have $100, but we know what he has, because he had it before, he has wheat. Right? He says, but I don't have $100, but I have wheat. Okay? This is the case that we saw in the Gemara before in the Mitzvah. He says, I have $100 worth, I don't have $100 to lend you, but I have $100 worth of wheat. So, he says, I have $100 worth of wheat. So he gives me the value of $100 worth of wheat. Then Chazar v'lokan mimenu betishim. Then, so he gave me the wheat, right? And now, no, it's give me as $100, right? Now I sell it back to him at. Chazar v'lochan yimenu betishim. The lender basically buys it back at 90.
So it's a lower market price.
Buys it back at 90.
So what's worth?
1 second. So how much did he make on that deal?
$10.
$10. How much do I owe him?
$10.
No.
$0.
No. I still owe him for the loan.
$90.
I owe him $100.
And you paid him back 90, so you still owe him.
You really gained 10.
You got 10.
What? How did you get 10?
Because he bought back what he sold, what he gave me.
Oh, with no money.
At 90.
Meaning.
Let me just read the lesson of the tour. He doubles that also in Shinir Kiribis. Shinosin Altishin Vumaxil Omeya. What's the ribis? It seems like you're getting 110 instead of 100. Is that clear? Should I go over it again? That's a little complicated. I'll be honest, that's complicated for me. It's complicated for me too. Yeah, I wasn't clear on this before. Who's doing the taking, right? It sounds like before you just got a good deal. You gave it one way and you took it back the other. No, but apparently he's doing two things. And that's the problem, is that it's near a Karibis. That's the Haramas Karibis. What's the problem?
It's two separate transactions.
It's two separate transactions, but the way it's going down looks like it's
getting back the same thing. But
yes. So now we have the Rashba. The Rashba says like this, V'hada Nakat. It's five lines into the Rashba there. Six lines into the Rashba. V'hada Nakat, 1 over 14. Okay? V'hada Nakat, the Harvachas Malva, V'lo Nakat, the Mechilas Malva. Right, he says Rashi brings down both cases. Why the Gemara only have one? Mishum de boy Rashi and Shasalasos came from the Haramas Ribis, because the Gemara wanted to teach you the whole case of Haramas Ribis, so it told you the case of the Arvach Lazimna. But if you wipe out the loan, that wouldn't be a case of Haramas Ribis, right? If I tell a woman the loan that I gave you previously, that's it. It's totally wiped out, and without a law, I'm a kaddish you. That's not Haramas Ribis.
It's a different problem. It's a mama problem.
Well, that'd be a whole.
No, that would be okay. That would be okay.
Because
that's
value.
That's Hanah without any Haramas Rivas.
Oh, so that case is not spoken about in our Gemara.
That's right. Rashi brings it. Rashi says that Kol Shekein. The Rashi says, well, why didn't the Gemara give that case? You said, oh, because the Gemara gives you the smaller Kiddush. Rashi says, no, I'll tell you a different reason why the Gemara didn't give it. The Gemara didn't give that case because the Gemara wants to teach you about the problem of Haramas Rivas in this regard. That case would not involve Haramas Rivas. So what's the difference between those two cases? Where I wipe out the loan, I say the hana that you get from being wiping out the loan entirely, as opposed to where I say I'll extend the loan.
Then it's a pruta for a pruta.
Which case is a pruta for a pruta?
The case where you wipe it out totally.
What do you mean?
Well, in the case where you didn't wipe it out totally, you just extended it.
Yeah.
Still getting the original pruta back.
Getting the original pruta back.
And you're getting whatever benefit you're going to derive from this kiddushin.
Yeah.
In the case where you just wipe it out,
good.
You're not getting the pruta back.
Well, I'm getting maybe the hana of the pruta. I'm getting my same investment.
Right.
Exactly. The case where I wipe out the loan, what am I getting now? I'm still saying, listen, you'd be willing to pay a pruta to get this loan wiped out. But I'm not doubling down on the pruta. I'm not using the pruta twice. It's the same pruta. Pruta in, pruta out. Right? I gave you a pruta. How much would you pay to have the loan wiped out? Or I gave you a dollar, whatever it is. And you'd pay a pruta to get it out. So that pruta is only, it's a wash. Right? A dollar in, dollar out, whatever, it's pruta in, pruta out, it's going to be a wash. That hana that you're getting from me annulling the loan, that's the hana that I gave you initially, that's the same hana that I'm using now to be Mekadosh. But where I give you a pruta and I say I'm extend the loan, yeah, now you're using it twice. Using it once because I'm getting it back, and then using it a second time because you're getting hana from it now when you extend the loan.
Right? It won't be a problem with Ribis if we say that he would give more than a pruta. That really, if he was Mekadosh, he would give you that. The one we spoke about, like, way back when,
yeah.
That really, you may have to give the value of the woman, not just pruta.
Otherwise, we don't know. Right.
In which case, that it could fall in the rivers anyway.
If
the loan isn't as great as the money, the monies that you would have been Mekadosh to the woman, then you're getting back more than you gave.
You're Mekadosh to the pruta. Now what? What's the question? Mekadosh to the pruta.
I'm saying if you're not Mekadosh
to the pruta. If you actually gave more?
No, but if you really would have been Mekadosh with more than pruta.
What does that mean you would have? You would have been willing to? The woman demands it?
The woman demands it.
Okay, the woman's asking for more.
Ten prutas.
Whatever.
And the loan's only worth five, and you're Mekadosh with that.
So what's the case now? You're going to be, if you're going to have to be Mekadosh her with money, you're going to have to use ten, for whatever reason. She demands it. She's been saying to Rabbiana, right? The Gemara says that certain women were Makbarana higher, they came from Yichas, yes. And they said, we need more, no, we're not taking a pruta, we need more. Okay, guy could be Mishabin himself to that, so now what? So his Kiddushin would be 10. So what does he say to her? Instead of my giving you 10, no, she's being more chafar. You're not, it's not a loan, there's no loan there. How much did you lend her?
Five.
You lent her five? Yeah, you lent her five, and now you owe her 10. So So what now happens?
Unclear. I was just saying that if she would accept it, is it what you say intrinsically that the condition is worth the 10 pruta?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not. That's that much not. A pruta is what's required. Okay, next issue in the Rashba. Now the Rashba gets into machlokas between the Ravid and others. Okay? How are we doing on time? I'll read a little bit just to get up to the Ravid. Avar says v'chein pirush harav alfasizal. That's the ref. The cost of the hanos mal ve'ita ba'olam. The hanos is here right now. Avar hamal ve'atzma ina ba'olam. But the halva is gone. It's not here. There's no halva. I don't have any shaykes to halva. It's not in my pocket anymore. That's sort of the tosas we, right? It's gone. It's not here. Where is it? It's her money. Halva lo tzon it now. All right. Avar ben chanazal pirush the shaklin huminei. She. What's the case? Shaklin umine, umina. Vahadar usfinu nihala. Vahamala bahahi hana. The kasha vikma alach ad kach vikach zimna vikudashasli. What's his case?
He took the money back from her and then handed it right back and said,
I'm listening.
Maybe Mikai should do with this money.
Take a look at the note, 281. I'm a bond.
Master.
Note 281. V'zeh Lashon Rabbeinu Chanana. You see what it says? V'zeh Lashon Rabbeinu Chanana be'otzer ha'ga'onim u'betosos rid. My hanos malve. What is hanos?
281?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 281?
Oh, yeah.
Kigon. Does everyone see it? I will say that loud for those that don't have it. But he says, what is hanos malve? Kigon demata zimne lemefroi. The time came to pay back. Va'ovach lo zimna. Va'omala. Va'hi hana. Because shavit nalach. Arkach v'kach zimna mikadashesli. U masra lo hamamon. What does that mean? She gave him the money. V'hechziru la lehenos ba ahazman shaviach la. She gave him back the monies, and he basically gave her back to her and said, okay, you can hold on to it for another month. Right? The time came due to pay back the money. She gave him the money, and he said, okay, I'll let you keep it for another month. But it changed hands. Right? A new loan. Call it a new loan. Mm-hmm. He took back the money on the day that it was due. He said, here, you can hold on to it for another month. That's what Rabbi Nachman's chat.
Now, really, he's being the kaddish with the malva that he's giving now. In which case, it could be okay. Why not? Can you be the kaddish with the malva that's being that now?
If he says right now, the kaddish is being with this money... Before, at the outset?
Right now. I mean, Kaiju just with $100, you're going to give me back to me in a month.
That's the next case in the Gemara. No. We're not upset. That's what's called...
But that's what this is.
That's what Tanah Nahasir.
That's this.
Oh, let's see. That's what Tanah Nahasir. I say, here, it's yours, you have to give back to me in a month. You should be Kudash or not.
That's not this?
Okay, let's see. So, V'omer lo ba'hi hana. He says to her, he doesn't say, I'm being Kaiju with the money. He says, I'm being Kaiju with the hana. Could be right. In some cases, where... We never really spoke this out fully, but I feel like I should at least just mention it now. There's a famous Birka Shmuel on that sugi of Yados, which we spent a lot of time on. We did not do that Birka Shmuel. Yados was where the language was unclear, and mm-hmm. he wanted to try to deduce it from circumstances. So Birka Shmuel has a yisod, and his yisod is that the reason why the Dayim Shein Machichos is not going to be good is because when you're trying to make a shmuel with Lashon, you have to use Lashon. That's the mechanism that you have to use. You can't start bringing in outside factors to determine what it is that I meant, what it is that I said. No, if you're using Lashon, then Lashon has to be discernible on its own. Similar is what's going on over here. If you're using money, you better have money, right? And you better be giving money. If you're using Halva that we already gave, you're not giving anything. That same loan was given, you could use Hana to extend it, because you're giving Hana now. It depends what you're trying to use as the vehicle for your kedushin. Is everyone clear on that? Again. So Rabbi Nachman is saying, the case is, you gave the money to her, the loan came due, you took it back, and he said, here, with the hana that I'm giving you, basically extending this loan to you another month, you will kedushin to me. You're right, if it was money, Richie's timing might be a good time. It's a problem. What's the problem? It's potentially what we call matana amanas lahachzir. It says on the first day, Silkis, l'kach l'lachem b'yam l'rishon, you have to have your own Lulav Nesrik. Let's say a guy doesn't have a Lulav Nesrik. He doesn't have a Lulav Nesrik. So what does he do? He buys one? No. It's the first day of Yontif. He doesn't have one. He can't buy one. What does he do?
You borrow one, then you take it in possession.
You borrow. What do you say? You say, okay, I give you this. It's yours for the time that you have, and then you give it back to me. Right? It's mine. I pay for it. I own it. It belongs to me. So I'll give it to you, and I'll say, here, this is yours for the time that you need to be able to the mitzvah. While you have it, it's yours. Then you give it back to me, and it reverts back to being mine. That's the next thing in the Gemara. Does it work? Does it not work? So that, if you're going to try to use the underlying money, you're going to run into that problem. Does it work? Does it not work? What did I give you? I gave you something that you have to give back to me. I didn't give you anything. String, that's, you know, it's very fleeting, the hana that I get. But here, I'm actually saying I'm mekadesh with the hana.
But according to the, you know, we talk about how what's the phrase about how when you give money, it's not the same money?
Mavel ha-hotzah mitna.
Right, so according to that, even though it's given to you, I'm not sahasir, you know, I say with this money.
That's next again. I'll hold off on that. But he actually answers your question right now. Listen to the next line in the Rashba. If you don't take it back, right, if you don't take it back and give it again, says the Rebbeinu Chananel, Hei chadif ha-nas malvu mimal v'atzma. It should be no different than the regular halva. So you didn't do anything. Yatsiva ba'ara v'giyur b'shmei shmaya.
Shat
the arrow. That's it. And?
I forgot, didn't he really
write it
to the
quote? Yatsiva ba'ara v'giyur b'shmei shmaya.
And he shoots it against him.
What
was the arrow?
I think what it means
is that it comes back to him.
Yatsiva ba'ara. You shot it in the ground. V'giyur b'shmei shmaya. Yeah, so what's he trying to say? It sounds like a fancy...
What's the translation?
You did nothing. You did absolutely nothing.
I think that's what he means. I think he's saying that. What the Rebbeinu Chananel is saying, according to the way the Rashi was presenting it, is like this. If I would just lend a woman money, and then comes the due date, and I tell her, listen, hold on to that money that I gave you for another month, and with that hana that I gave you, with that hana that you get, let's put it that way, with that hana that you get, you'll be mekadeshes. The Rebbeinu Chananel says, no, that can't be the case. It can't be like that. What must it be? It must be that he gave it, came due, he took it back, and then he gave it back, and I said, here, hold on to it for another month. Now, with that hana that she got from the extension of the loan, in that way, that's called, I gave her hana now. But if not, this is his lashon, what good is it? He says, what did I do? I didn't do anything. It's no better than the Malva case. So what do you see from the Rebbeinu Chananel?
You need a current action.
What's that?
Or you need a current action.
It sounds like he's saying you need a maisa now, which grants the woman hana. I was like, yeah, really what I'm saying is that hana that you have, just hold on to it. Continue to enjoy that. Continue to enjoy it. That's what I'm telling her. Continue to have that hana which you have already.
So it's nothing new?
It's nothing new. I'm not giving you new hana. I'm extending your existing hana.
But this technicality isn't going to fix the... In reality, it's not going to give her more hana.
Well, forget about reality for one second. I just want to deal with the halachic problem. Just to understand the halachic problem. According to Rebbeinu Chananel, holding on to the money and having the same loan just continue, he's saying, is as good as saying, take the money that you have and be mekadeshes with the money. Why? Because I didn't give you anything new. I said, continue to enjoy. Continue to enjoy the money. That's basically what I'm saying. I didn't give you anything that you didn't have already. Oh, but if I took it back, I gave it to you again, and now I say, okay, you've been kadeshes to me with the fact that I just gave you an extension on your loan. Right now, I'm doing a maisa of granting you hana. I have to do something. That's not called doing anything where I'm just extending the status quo. Right? Continuing the status quo is not considered a good enough kicha, apparently.
So it's on his side, not on her level of hana. Her level of hana is going to be the same.
Practically, it's going to be the same.
So it's like the problem is in his action.
Yeah, because halachically, I'm not giving anything now. I think that's
a problem.
Yeah, I believe so. Which is the same problem with the halva.
Right, in any case, if you're mekayshulim with hana in general,
we saw that. Woman can give them adam chashev. The adam chashev could take the money, the noble case. The adam chashev takes the money, and with the fact that she now gets hana, at least the shalom pizza's worth of hana, that she took something from him, she said, oh, wow, I really feel blessed that he took my gift. She's mekadeshes. Yes, you can be mekayshulim with hana. But it has to be mishas.
The fact that there has to be a gift given there, that would be the action. Meaning, why do you?
Yeah, it's a money gift. Really, okay. What else could there be? It means like something.
Just that I'm marrying this chashuv guy.
Oh, that alone, right?
With that hana, that I'm
right.
giving you, because
you know, you could say you're such a good catch that you don't need to give me anything. I'm so happy that you're
exactly.
No, that's enough. Too amorphous. Where is that?
Got it.
Where is that? No, he didn't give her anything. Now she just like positing that she's getting. No, no, that exactly. That would not be good. It has to come from something. It's to come from something that he's doing. The chiddush in that case is that he's taking something from her, which in turn gives her hana. So I think that's the Rebbeinu Chanan's problem over here. He's not giving her any hana. The hana she has it already. He's basically saying, hold on to it. Now obviously the other Rishonim don't learn that way. The other Rishonim are saying, no. Right now she had the right to enjoy this money up until now. That's it. Now I tell her, hold on to it for another month. Right now I gave her the ability to hold on to it for another month. That's new hana. That's something new. So how do you look at extending the loan? Am I giving something more? Or am I just extending what was already there? In terms of the hana. Said differently, is extending the loan a granting of a new hana, or is it simply allowing her to continue the same hana that she already had?
That's hard to say because...
Which side?
The second side.
His side or Rebbeinu Chanan's side?
No, the second line that you just said, that it's continuing the existing hana. But
right.
The problem is because no matter what, how you look at it, she had to give the money back, and now there's a new phenomenon there.
That's
whether
right.
or not he's doing an action,
that's right.
It's extended. So
this is what we speak about before. Let's say I give her $100, and I tell her, okay, with that $100 that I gave you, I'll be mekadesh you. So you'll tell me, oh, no matter how you look at it, he gave her $100. He did give her $100. Yeah, but with the $100, it's hers. It's not called giving. That's not called giving now. It's giving.
But I'm having difficulty with wording it that it's a continuation.
Oh, so how
right,
is
so that's what, I don't view the nafka mina as the how you view the hana. I think it's much more of a technical aspect of what he's not giving anything that's equating to that hana. Yes, there is a new hana in here, but he needs to do an action that demonstrates
you
that.
There is a new hana, but I'm just not giving
correct.
It.
And I'm not giving it.
Okay. I mean, just lacking in technicality,
right,
that
technicality.
I didn't give it, but it's there. It's a new hana.
It's lacking in the
mat. Yeah, that's for sure.
Right.
But you want to say there's definitely new hana?
Yeah, because it's the same hana that if he takes the money back, he gives right back to it. It's the same new hana. If you say it's not the same hana, that would also apply if he take the money, give it right back. It's in reality, it's the same hana. It's the same extension of hana.
You think that's true?
Yeah.
Why is that the same?
Because hana is it's in her. It's hana of hers.
I give you a dollar, you give it back to me. Now I say, you know what, take the dollar again. You don't tell me.
No, you're saying just give back and give it right back to you. It's doing being used as an extension still, not as a new loan. It's still
you
want to
say
extension.
With analysis, I'm really extending the other, I'm just giving you a new, just with a new MISA?
Correct.
That sounds more complicated to me. Why do you have to say that?
Because he says, I take it to give it right back. It seems to be
it because the loan came due today. The loan's over. The loan's over today. Now you tell him here, take it, and with the hana that I'm giving you now, that I'm letting you hold on to it for another month, give me kudashas.
So why are we doing this, that as an extension then? Why aren't we just calling it a new loan?
Yeah, why is it a new loan?
It seems to be an extension because it is an extension, just this is how we must view it because it has to be
real. You're right. In a sense, it's a new loan. That's what I'm saying. It's a new hana.
That's not what Gemara says. Gemara says it's not a new loan. It says it's an extension.
I understand, but he's learning a pshat. It's not a simple pshat in the Gemara. Right? This is not
really
the simple pshat.
No, he's saying this must be the simple. He's saying
exactly. Exactly. Why? Because he can't tolerate the fact that you're just going to let her hold on to it and say
and do nothing.
Because
so
that's
so
not
must be he did something.
Yeah.
Part of this extension.
We're not disagreeing
okay.
on anything really significant. We're all agreeing that there has to be a new maisa of giving. I'm just saying that new maisa also creates a new hana. You want to say the what is it according to you? What does the maisa do? It's just a maisa stam ba'alma. Maisa.
No, there is a new hana either way.
Yeah.
In both cases, there is a new hana. By here, but there needs to be a mice.
Oh, you want to say there's no such thing as a continuing the same hana?
I don't
correct.
Think
you're
right.
That's what you're saying.
Okay.
You're saying you are getting hana now from.
So you want to say there's new hana, but maybe it doesn't come back through my mice.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
Okay, maybe that's fine. That's a lesser chiddush. I'll say there's new hana, but it came about through something other than a mice, and therefore it's not good.
It came about through something existing, meaning that she's holding onto the money.
Right. It happened with Leila.
It's a continuation of the hana.
Okay, I hear that. Maybe that's a little simpler. Less of a chiddush. What do you say, Hal? You hear what they're saying? No, so you're saying either way, it's new hana. But the question is, how did it come about? Did it come about with or without a maisa? Well, kiddushin needs a maisa. So if you want to be mekadesh now, it has to come about through a maisa. So the maisa has to be that thing which grants the hana. Okay, I'm okay with that. I think that's good. But you see, this is a very different pshat than the other sheet does, right? This is not the simple pshat. I don't think I can speak for myself. I don't think if I read the Gemara, I wouldn't say, well, this must be what it means. You see, it's very could not tolerate the other sheet.
Well, his side sounds good now. Meaning, like, sounds like you might need a maaser then.
Right. They obviously holding not. How the other sheet is holding? What's the other possibility? Now that it sounds so good, what's the other shita? The other shita says, all you have to do is you tell her, listen, that loan that I gave you, I'll extend it to you. Extend another month.
Extension is a maisa.
Okay, one possibility is extension is a maisa. That's hard to say.
Right.
The other shita says, the other possibility is that you don't need a maisa.
Right?
It's also hard to say. So either way, it's a little bit difficult. All right? So I like to try to maybe take that a little further. Let's just read the rest of really what's attributed here to this peshita, because it's a va'o. It says va'o the lishna the arvach lo mashmahachi. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back a second. V'hai krisha leisa the hanas malva ita malva gufa leisa. He says no. I think what he's saying is he doesn't really like the Rabbeinu Chanan. Right? When the Rabbeinu Chanan says that if you just extend the loan, then it's like the loan itself. He says, no, that's not a good kasha. Why? Because the loan's not there, but the hana is there. The hana's see, this gives a little bit of an insight into the other shita, into the Rashba's taina on him. He says, no, it's not analogous. Why? Because hana's malve ita. It's there. I could give it right now. I know it's malva something I can give, but malva gufa the loan itself, that's gone. I can't give that again. The ode, and this is what I would have said. The ode, the lishon the arvach lomash machi. Extending doesn't sound like the Rabbeinu Chananel's construction. What does Rabbeinu Chananel sound like? It sounds like you guys said. Like it sounds like a new loan. It doesn't sound like this is arvach law, right? It sounds like he basically said, okay, I'll give you a new loan. The havelam leimar the ozif lo zuzi lo zimno. Va'od the imisa the hechad lo shaklin hu minei mina lo mekatsha b'hanas harvacha. He says if that's true, the Rabbeinu Chananel's time is true. It won't work unless he takes it back. After the shaklin hu mina lo tiskadesh. Maybe it shouldn't even work when he gives it, takes it, and he gives it back. Why? The ha'ihu lav b'mal v'gufad yoyev lo b'mekadesh lo el b'hanas ham tanas zimno v'hi gufa ena b'olam. What does that mean?
The next case?
Which case? It's not matan almas lahachzer.
No.
No. Hamtanas means.
You're saying he's still being mekadesher with the extra time.
Right.
Now it's a new loan.
Exactly.
Which case?
It's back to the same problem. Thing that you claim is not
right.
Good.
So you're doing that's what I said. It's just a technicality. Really, you're doing this whole money transaction. Like, really, you're still just extending her time, and still not good.
If you hold that it can't be just an extension of time, then your case shouldn't be good either. Why?
It's still happening.
He's still being a kasha with the hana that you get it, that she's getting from the extension of time.
Right.
So who cares that you took the money back and gave it to her again?
Right.
You're still telling her that she's mekadesh right. With the extension of time. Hamtanas lozimna. You're pushing off her payment time. It's still the same problem. That's the Rashba's time. Obviously, the Rabbeinu Chananel has to have some response to that. All right, but let's just finish out this Rashba, so at least you'll have what to think about tomorrow during Seder. So I'd like to try to take this machlokas a little bit further. And then there's the next issue of the Ravid. So let's just get the Ravid on the table so we all know what... Now the Ramban also quotes this Ravid. I don't know if anyone got to see the Ramban this morning. But tomorrow in Seder, go over this issue, Rashba, Rabbeinu Chananel, and then also this Ravid. He says, Rav Avram ben David, the Ravid Zal, the Chain HaRavid Zal. Now, he's obviously talking about two different people, but the Ravid Zal, Pershuha b'malveshe yizmana v'hamoros b'yada. The Ravid understands that this case is talking about a situation where the debt came due, and she still has the money. Remember, this is what we were wondering, what does the Rambam say about this?
Does she still?
And we said, no, the Rambam agrees with Rashi, doesn't matter. Here we have a pshat, right? This is the, like I said, this is the Ravid, also quoted in the Talmud HaRashba, that when the money comes due and still in her hand, the came in the Baal Korcha Yochol the Gavosam, Harei Ki'ilu Gavon. This is an interesting approach. What's his shita?
Since
when the money when the debt comes due, it's in her hand. He could say, listen, I'm taking it back. They're mine. It's mine. It's due to me. It's mine. Since he could do that, right? So he could say, I'll extend the loan. I mean, he's not worried about Mavel Otzon. No. Why? Because he has a claim on the money when she has it. The debt comes due. The debt comes due, and now she has $100. So since he could come and take $100 because it's owed to him, what did he say? Harei ki'ilu gavom. It's like he took them. Meaning it's like they're his again. So if it's like they're his again, even though he didn't actually do it, now he could say, Arvach lo zimna. I'll extend the loan to you. So it's similar to the Rebbeinu Chanan in a sense. Right? It's similar in a sense that he's basically like he took it back and like he gave it to her again.
Doing an action, basically.
It's ki'ilu, right.
The money's still changing hands in the bank accounts.
In halacha, it's like it's changing hands. And he says this, he doesn't, for the same reason he doesn't like Rebbeinu Chanan, and he says, V'gam zeyna mechover. This is not clear either.
But it's not a scene.
V'chol shalom gavon mamish malvi. What do you mean, since I could take them, it's like I took them? No, it's a halva until I get them back. And a halva is whose money? Whose money is halva? It's hers. What are you telling me? Since I could take them, it's like I took them. That's not good.
Well, why don't you say,
oh, no, she could do something else with them. Until he takes the money, she has the right to do whatever she wants with this money. And whose money is it? It's her money. It's not his money that she's giving away. It's her money that she's giving
until
away.
Until now, we were viewing the case that the money wasn't due yet when he gave the extension.
No, the Rebbeinu Yochanan's case?
Yeah,
it sounds like it came due when he gave it back.
Due.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but the chiddush over here is that since the money now she has it on the day that it's due, she has $100 on the day that it's due.
So, really his
so now it's like, since he can go and take it by force, it's like he has it already. So since he has a claim on it, now he can say to her, that money that's really, really essentially mine, because I could take it from you, hold on to it. Like the Rebbeinu Chanan. Because the Rebbeinu Chanan, he's different than the Rebbeinu Chanan, so you don't need that step of actually physically taking it and giving it back. Since you could take it, it's like you have it, and since it's like you have it, you can tell her, hold on to it longer. But he doesn't like that. He says, that's not the pshat. You don't like it either.
If she has the money, she's standing, even if she's standing right before
she's
him.
She's got money in her pocket.
She has it in her hand.
Right.
In front of him.
It's her money.
I can see where he says, well, it's a new transaction. She's ready to give it back.
Right. That's the Rashi. The Rashi is saying it's a new transaction.
But she's still lacking him taking in the scene from him to her.
That's right. That's the Rashi's time. The Rashi's time is that's not his money. She says, no matter how you going to...
If you say it is his, even if you say it is his money... Yeah, even if you say it is his money, there's still no nesina. One way or the other, there's no nesina.
No, you can say you don't need a physical nesina, rather,
even a
monetary nesina, a wire transfer.
You want to put it by Hanoah? Okay, so then
He is saying no. With Hanoah that I'm giving you by giving you back the loan, right? Or extending the loan, however you want to look at it. But this Rebbeinu Chanan and Raivin are very similar.
But it comes to
the right? There's a detail between them, and then there's the Rashba's camp.
He just said you don't need that stuff.
That's right.
So you can accomplish that.
That's right. It's the Rashba in one camp, and then you have the Ravid and the Rebbeinu Chanan in another camp. There's a major machlokas between the two, and then there's a minor machlokas between the Ravid and the Rebbeinu Chanan. Okay, is this clear? Anyways, no, it's a loaded question when I say that. Okay, so tomorrow we'll go over this again. But during Seder, try to work through this. And if you've gone through this and you think you work out the remaining issues, take a look at the Ramban. Ramban also has basically this question on the Ravid. But I think this is a nice. I think it's doable. I think we could do this. I think it's manageable.
But then he's Makadosh with the Malva. When he says she's ready to pay,
That's part of the Rashba's Taina. He says, listen, if you claim that's called Halva. I'm sorry, if that's called Malva, yeah, then you're back in the same problem. And even when you don't, even when you do give it back, it's going to be a problem.
We've run in circles almost.
Can I ask you a question
on
a separate issue?
Totally separate issue?
It's not about the Gemara.
Okay.
This is a We learned about Rivas.
Rivas? Oh, yeah?
Because we learned that if you're like a company, the bank is giving you, let's say, monthly loan.
Yeah.
Every month.